Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Courtship Code Podcast. I hope that you had a wonderful weekend. I hope that your new year is off to an amazing start. This has been a very interesting new year for me so far. I had an interesting last week. Not going to get into all the details, but it was kind of a crazy last week. In a good and bad way. I had a lot of ups and downs in the last week. But something that was very, very interesting was everything that I spoke into existence last week came to fruition. So I'm trying to be very careful with my words for this week because I was not expecting some things to come directly to light within hours of me speaking over things. So that is how crazy power of the tongue has been with me lately. So I'm being very, very mindful of my tongue. And I am trying to speak life and trying to speak the affirmative and positivity and speaking more of things of what I want, because those are the things that we want to come to light, not the things that we don't want. And last week, I actually did have some things that I wanted came directly to light within hours of me putting it out there. So I'm being very, very mindful of my tongue right now. It's freezing cold outside. On another note, if you are up north, it's very cold. This is my first winter back up north in a very long time. So that is interesting. I finally had to put the brakes on doing my miles outside. I usually try to do at least 1 or 2 miles a day. On a good day, I'll do like 4 miles. But I try to do at least a mile or two a day and can't do that right now. It's freezing cold. I don't like being the cold. So this week I'm in the gym starting tomorrow. This isn't recorded at the time, but this is recorded ahead of time. But starting tomorrow in the gym because I have to have the heat. So that is how my new year is working. As I told you in the last podcast that I've been working on like this 90-day revamp. The last few days, because of stress, I can admit that I have fallen off. I've been stress eating, more carbs, not paying attention. With the cold, I wasn't as physically active for the past couple of days, which is why I have to now get back in the physical gym instead of just working out at home and going on long walks and just doing it that way. So getting back on track, my thing with this year is trying to remind myself that if I fall off for a day or two or even for a week, I'm allowed to get back up and start over. And I don't have to punish myself. I don't have to beat myself up. I can always just hit the reset. So I had a couple of days kind of knocked off of my schedule and knocked off of my throne. Like I said, I had some ups and downs last week, crazy week last week, pushed through. But it was a great week as far as coaching. I really enjoyed the one-on-one calls that I had with some clients last week. They were super, super introspective on the calls and just so much sharing. And some of the things I will be talking about today, not their personal things, but just in a overall umbrella. And I also enjoyed the coaching call that last week. We had a break from coaching from the end of the year, roughly around like Christmas time up until past the new year, past New Year's Day, because one of our coaching calls, were two coaching calls a week, and one of them this year fell on New Year's Day. So we did not have coaching that day, but we picked back up with our Thursday evening call, and we had a great call. So it was nice to just get back on track and get back into the swing of things. And now we are here for this week. So what are we talking about today on today's podcast episode? We're talking about captivating courtship in 2024. Now, I'm giving you a heads up. This is not that type of captivating courtship episode. So if you're tuning into this episode because you want tips or tricks or how-tos on how to captivate courtship in 2024, that's not the captivating courtship that we're talking about today. I'll talk about that more in the future. Today, we're talking about captivating courtship as in the captivating courtship brand, the captivating courtship coaching program, what's going on this year, what happened last year, what am I looking forward to from a coaching side and serving our clients, what are we offering this year? So that's what this episode is going to be covering. So if that's not what you're interested in hearing about, changes to captivating courtship, the brand, if you're not interested in hearing more about what we offer, if you're just like, I just want the tips and the tricks, this is not the episode for you. You can go ahead and tune out right now. Feel free. I'm not offended. But if you are interested in learning more about captivating courtship, how we have grown over the last year, what I'm looking forward to in 2024, what we're offering, different ways we plan to help you and to continue to help our clients have success in their love lives, then this is the episode for you. So let's talk about 2023, because 2023 was the most interesting year I have had so far in business running Captivating Courtship since starting this brand. Captivating Courtship kicked off the end of 2019, but at that time I was only doing one-on-one coaching for 6 weeks and very slowly creeping my way into coaching after transitioning out of matchmaking. And so between fall of 2019 up until early 2020, I would say March 2020, I was really just slowly making the transition. It was a very awkward time for myself because I was transitioning from matchmaking to captivating courtship and coaching and building this out, getting it off the ground, only taking clients one-on-one, still had some matchmaking clients. So I really don't like to think of that window of time as really when Captivating Courtship launched, because it was very much a time period of transition. However, I would say 2020 is when I really started pushing Captivating Courtship, getting it off the ground, taking clients in. And then in the spring of 2020, right between the spring and June of 2020, was when I launched the group coaching program, which has really been this signature program of Captivating Courtship, the Captivating Courtship group coaching program. That has been the signature for Captivating Courtship for the past 3 years. Last year, 2023, we came up on our 3-year mark, which was absolutely amazing. I was so happy. It's just been a really interesting journey for me on a personal level, on a business level, learning so much more than what I've learned. I mean, I learned a lot in my years. I learned a whole lot in my years of matchmaking, but going into the coaching business and taking everything I learned from matchmaking, everything I've learned from just my own journey with spirituality and healing and all those things that I had to go through on a personal level and that I've been able to help my clients with, and then combining it all and putting it all into the program and continuing to help clients and help clients and help women and help women and help women over the last 3 years, and seeing my clients succeed and seeing my clients grow, whether it's them just growing as a woman and as a human being or growing into a relationship or an engagement or a marriage. Some of them have children now. Like, it's just such a beautiful journey and something to be a part of, and truly a blessing, truly my purpose, truly a calling that I never expected to get into, but somehow this is where I landed and this is where I am, and I'm very grateful to be here. But this past year made 3 years of Captivating Courtship, which I feel like we're solidly in the ground. I feel like being able to say we're 3 years in, you know, the next big milestone is 5 years, but to be able to say that we've had this for 3 years is amazing. And this summer of 2024, we'll make 4 years of Captivating Courtship. So thank you for being with me. If you've been listening to this podcast, if you have been following or active on social media or the email list, or you have been a client and a member and a supporter of the Captivating Courtship brand, I thank you so much for being a part, and I hope that you'll continue to journey with us going into 2024. Here we are in 2024. So here's what 2023 taught me. 2023 was one of the hardest years of Captivating Courtship for me, to be honest. It was a very, very interesting year, and I'm and I'm going to speak solely from the coaching perspective. I'm not even going to talk about the behind the scenes stuff, but solely from the coaching perspective and working with clients. And it was a different type of year for Captivating Courtship. It truly was. 2023 was the year of Avoiders, Two Goods, and the Adapter Love Loop Patterns. So if you have been following for some time, you know that a lot of our content and a lot of the focus of Captivating Courtship has primarily been on the Trophy Patterns. I would say the Trophy and the Love Me Patterns have been the primary two pattern types that I have focused the most on for the past few years. But 2023 surprised me because we attracted a lot more Avoiders, Two Goods, and Adapter Love Loop Patterns to the Captivating Courtship Code Group Coaching Program. Now, if you're not familiar with your Love Loop Patterns, you can get the free mini course. Just go to the link in the show notes of this episode and you can click the sign up, get the free mini course, watch it, indulge in it, go through all of them, learn your pattern types. But usually we don't get a lot of avoiders. We usually don't get as many adapters. And Two Goods were definitely showing up very strong in 2023. So this was a challenging year for me because I was so used to coaching those who had different challenges and who had a different mindset and a different approach to their love life. Don't get me wrong. Of course, in the past, we have worked with avoiders, Two Goods, and adapters, and we have helped them attract partners and get married. But they weren't the dominant group in coaching. So it was definitely a different year and a different experience having them be the dominant group. Because I'm going to be honest, it was a bit of a challenge. It was a bit of a challenge because they think very differently than trophies, sexuals, even, you know, love me's. They think very differently. And for avoiders and Two Goods and adapters, they have a lot more fear. For the others that are more anxiously attached, they have a lot of fear as well, but because they are so anxious and they tend to go and not really think about, they don't have that fear of getting out there and meeting someone. They don't have the fears of love or building relationship. Like, they want it and they want it right now. So that's their challenge. They have fears and they have triggers, but it's very different because it's not leaning towards the fear of not wanting it or staying away from it or avoiding love and connection. So it's a very different fear where those who are more anxiously attached, like, they're running towards it and they have more fear of abandonment or getting hurt in a different way. So for 2023, that was the year of the avoiders, the Two Goods, and the adapter love loop patterns. I've worked with more of them in the last year than I had ever before in coaching. And even on a more personal note, whether it was past clients and alumni of CCC who reached out and shared their stories about, you know, their upcoming engagements or marriages or their relationships with their avoidant partners and how they navigated that. So many in my personal life, my friends and those around me have shared their personal experiences with their avoidant partners, or they have come to, come into my life, people around me, just talking about their avoidant relationships and just seeing more avoidance around me and those with the Two Goods and the adapter love loop patterns than ever before. So it was just a constant theme all around me, my personal life and in coaching, these patterns. Oh, and the invulnerable vixens. I actually had a lot of invulnerable vixens around me in my personal life who tend to lean more avoidant in some ways as well. So it was very, very interesting, this constant theme all around me. And I just tend to be like that. And sometimes we joke about that in coaching as well, where someone will be struggling with a problem and then they'll come to a coaching call and that'll be the exact topic for the evening. They're like, wow, this was already on my mind. And somehow it always comes up in coaching whenever there's something that I want to talk about or something I need coaching. So that's how it is with me as well. It's such a magnet for certain things that was a constant theme, whether it's in coaching or people around me in my personal life, people who have these types of patterns just kept coming up, which gave me an opportunity to really observe those who have these tendencies and those who have these love loop patterns and how they navigate relationships. I had the privilege of being able to observe these pattern types from the coaching lens, where I'm working with clients who are attracting avoidant partners, or maybe they are the avoidant. I have the privilege and the opportunity to speak with past clients who are now in committed relationships or getting married to avoidant partners, and having deep conversations with them, very detailed and intimate deep conversations with them on how they navigated that process, which for some of them have been very enlightening to me. And then with the people in my personal life, so many people in my personal life this year who have the avoidant patterns, being able to have conversations with them, whether they're now married or in their committed partnerships, or even if they're single and looking for partners, or like navigating the dating and courtship process and trying to choose partners and select partners with those pattern types. So I've had such a microscope on those pattern types and those with more avoidant patterns for the past 12 months that I'm definitely looking forward to be able to continue build on that and to be able to support those with those patterns in the new year, because I have such a deeper understanding than I ever had in the past. Like I've had to work with those pattern types that I have had compassion understanding, but I understand on such a deeper level now than I ever did in coaching, and understanding what those partners need. Those who have, or clients, or anyone who's more fear driven, who has more doubts when it comes to love and relationships, those who are more avoidant when it comes to their ability to connect and communicate, I have a lot more understanding and empathy for those, and understanding how they navigate the commitment bridge, but also having a greater understanding for those who are anxiously attached, who are in relationships or situationships or now married to those with avoidant patterns, how they work through it and what that process looks like. Because it's very different than when you have someone who's more secure or even someone who's more anxious. So this has been an amazing year of learning and reflection. I feel like it was a year of slowing down in a lot of ways, but this was a constant theme all around me, and I'm really looking forward to being able to support and help those on a deeper level who have those type of pattern types, because I understand them so much more, which will allow me to be able to support and coach them a lot more and on a deeper level than in the past. Another thing that 2023 taught me was to put more emphasis on crossing the commitment bridge versus meeting partners. If you've been following for some time, you may have noticed that I have been trying to focus a lot less on online dating or where to meet partners, or a lot of the things that are more on the surface level. Now, when you have access to the CCC client portal, there is a whole module dedicated to matchmaking techniques where I break all of that stuff down. And I will be doing some live workshops on that, just for fun, because I know stuff that people want to talk about and people are interested in coaching in CCC. I will be adding more content to those modules, at least updating the content in those modules. And we will be doing live workshops and trainings on matchmaking techniques in 2024. However, I have taken that, put that to a side. I'm even considering putting it into a course, where if you want to just purchase the course, you can just go ahead and purchase the course for yourself. But I've taken that and put that to the side, because what I've learned over the past 3 years is that for most people, meeting a partner is not an issue. You can figure out how to meet someone, whether it's online or offline. We do have classes, like I said, for that. I do have a course. I do have a module dedicated to that. But that's usually not what the biggest issue is for most. For some people, they do need to understand how to navigate online dating and other things with more intention. They need to understand how to communicate, how to drive, drive the initial start of meeting someone. So I do understand that some people need those skills, and I do want to continue to show up and provide updated content and workshops for that. However, for most of the women that come to work with me, regardless of their pattern types, the actual challenge that they have is getting through the different courtship milestones, whether it's phase one of the first 30 days and how to navigate that with more intention, more clarity, more confidence, more in your value, allowing yourself to be pursued, just being able to navigate the first 4 to 6 weeks of courtship. And then, of course, those trying to navigate the actual courtship to commitment bridge, actually getting past 90 days, 6 months, or even a year, because for some people, they choose to extend the courtship process, which is perfectly fine and okay. For most, that is where the challenge actually comes in, whether it's qualifying commitment-ready partners, whether it's learning how to cross the commitment bridge, whether it's understanding how to regulate your emotions during this process of crossing the bridge. Those are the things that are actually the biggest hurdles and the biggest challenges that the women that I work with have. It's not meeting partners for most of them. They're smart, they're attractive, you're smart, you're attractive. Even if you don't feel 100% confident or worthy right now, you not feeling confident or worthy is part of the work that needs to be done, right? So these are the things that we really have to focus on, is helping you to understand how to very confidently move over the commitment bridge. And it's not about rushing the process or trying to get to the end of the bridge, but understanding how to get across that bridge and how to do that according to your pattern types, because each pattern type moves very differently across the bridge. So putting more emphasis on the commitment bridge versus meeting partners is one of the things that I did start to focus on and will be going into on a deeper level in 2024. Another thing that 2023 taught me and brought as far as coaching was going deeper with clients on healing and helping them to better understand their patterns and how to work with them. So in 2023, we introduced like the Love Links process. We introduced helping clients understand how to attract partners and how to meet partners according to their patterns. I felt like coaching was a lot more centered around healing and going inward and understanding yourself more in the courtship process and in dating, and not just simply keeping things on the surface. So we did a lot more work with that. We had expert healers such as Anya come in and do inner child meditations. We want to continue to do that, have her show up, continue to create meditations for the program. That's been a real challenge. Being able to sit down and take the time to create these meditations, it's been so hard for me to be able to do that, because it has to be inspired action. It's not that simple for me to just throw it up and put it together, because it means so much to me and I know exactly what I want those meditations to be. So I've been working on that behind the scenes for quite some time, trying to figure out how to get it right, what I want, because I want to make sure that when these meditations are created, that they really go deep with you on a subconscious level and help you to heal some wounds and some of your challenges with worthiness. And I take that very seriously. So please be patient in this process. I know it's been a long time coming, but if you are a part of the CCC program, and if you have lifetime access, then you don't have to worry about it, because no matter when it comes out, you're going to be able to have access to it. Another thing for 2023 is that there was a greater focus on your captivating life, especially for those anxiously attached. Towards the end of the year, I would say since November, December, and definitely kicking off into the new year, we started to put more focus on captivating life, particularly for those who are anxiously attached, to help them to understand how to navigate the courtship process and the importance of this due to those anxiously attached patterns. So we're going to be leaning more into that. I'm going to be talking about that in a moment, but there was clarity that for those who are more anxiously attached, we need to start putting more focus on you creating, living, and elevating your captivating life so that you are truly, truly embodying the highest version, the best version of you, in order to be able to more confidently maintain, not just attract partners, but maintain relationships. And for 2023, we also introduced our Captivating Weekend virtual events, which has been absolutely amazing. There are 3-day virtual events that you can join from anywhere in the world. We go deep for 3 days. We spend 3 days bonding, workshopping, learning. There's so much that goes on in the 3-day intensive, and it's been an amazing experience. We held 2 in 2023, and in 2024, there will be 3. So we'll have 1 in the early spring, which will be March. We'll have 1 in the fall and 1 in the winter. Well, fall will be like late summer. And then the fall. So if you are a CCC coaching client, you're part of the group coaching program. We're going to talk more about that in this episode. But if you are a 12-month group coaching client, you will have access to those captivating weekend virtual events. And then I also added the code this year, which has been a slow rollout with the code, but the code is a part of the program where you can submit a question anonymously and get a response right back. You can get direct feedback and coaching in written format. If you have questions that maybe you don't want to post in the community, maybe it's a little bit more personal, maybe you just want a deeper dive and you want some back and forth specifically in the code in that form, you can submit a question, you'll get a response back, and then you can submit a follow-up question and just continue working back and forth through there. But that is like an Ask a Coach forum that I was inspired by Stacey Bayman to create an Ask a Coach forum. And so the code is the Ask a Coach forum in the CCC program where you can submit a question so that you can stay on code for commitment. And we've slowly been rolling that out. We've had a couple clients submit to it and ask questions in the anonymous format. And so I look forward to continuing to grow that and for clients to continue showing up over there, because it's a very, very useful tool for coaching if you want to be able to submit a question and get direct feedback on something that you're experiencing in your love life. So moving on to the next, as far as client data. So right now we're at about 60% of clients who attend coaching for at least 6 months have attracted a partner engagement or are now married. So on average, our clients, since we've been running the Captivating Courtship program, about 60% or 6 out of 10, I guess you could say 6 out of 10 of our clients who consistently show up to coaching for at least 6 months have attracted their partner engagement or now married. So I'm very proud of that number. I feel very good about that number. When I was in matchmaking, most matchmakers will say they have an 80% or 88% success rate. But when matchmakers are speaking of that, they're only speaking about matches. They're only speaking about people being introduced to someone. So when you look at a matchmaking site and if it says we have an 80% success rate or 88% success rate, the only thing that they're referring to is helping people to get matches, to meet matches. When we're talking about 60% of our clients who consistently attend coaching for at least 6 months, and this is live coaching, I'm not speaking about just access to the portal, but those who attend coaching for at least 6 months have attracted a partner, are engaged, or now married. And these are just for the clients that I keep track of, either clients who attracted their partners or got engaged or married while in coaching, or those who follow up with me and reach out to me since they've been out of coaching, let me know, hey, I'm now married, hey, we're getting married, hey, I've attracted my partner. So this is speaking for those. But I feel very proud of 6 out of 10. I look forward to continuing to increase that number. Hopefully by this time next year, we'll be at 65% to 70%. And I'm very proud of the CCC program. I'm very proud of the women who show up for themselves and commit to themselves and commit to changing their love lives around and attracting the types of relationships that they desire, and for being fully committed. It's not easy to show up week after week or to do the work on yourselves. There's so much avoidance in the inner work and the healing work and looking at yourself and saying, hey, there are some things that I need to change if I want something different. And that's not always easy. So I appreciate every single woman that has taken me on this journey with her and the fact that you have shown up for yourselves and continuing to grow. So how do we intend to increase this number in the new year? So 3 ways we plan at Captivating Courtship to increase this number in the new year. The first thing is putting more emphasis on the commitment bridge. So as I said, towards the second half of 2023, I started to realize that there needed to be more emphasis on helping clients cross the commitment bridge, because for so many, especially those who are more anxiously attached, they try to rush the bridge so much and they tend to attract partners that are more avoidant. So because of that, or they're attracting the warm guys in this process, the rushing the process when it comes to the commitment bridge and you're trying to skip over all this stuff. So many women could have actually attracted their relationship, or they could have had better relationships, or at least be on a stronger path so that they could now have their partner or be committed or engaged or whatever that next step is. But they refuse to slow down and to be present, come to coaching and get coached on crossing the commitment bridge. They didn't understand the difference between how they thought the commitment bridge works and how to actually get over it. And they were repeating the same patterns that they did in the past. So in this year for 2024, definitely putting more focus on crossing the commitment bridge and helping clients understand what needs to take place so that they're slowing down the process. Definitely putting more focus on the process of crossing the commitment bridge and less focus on a timeline. So previously in coaching, we're still going to work with guidelines. You still have the first 30 days. You still have the first 90 days, like 90 days to 6 months. Those are overall guidelines in order to understand what to expect and when. But there's always flexibility within the guidelines. But I want women in CCC to put less focus on the timeline and more focus on how to cross the commitment bridge and how to build a healthy relationship. And those are very different things. So we are going to be putting more focus on the commitment bridge. The second thing I'm looking forward to, and we plan to help to increase the number of women that help to attract partners in 2024, is we're doing more live workshops. Recently started this right before the end of 2023, but going into 2024 and for the rest of 2024, we're going to be doing more live workshops and more live trainings with clients on live coaching calls, which will still just be the CCC process and updating some content. We're always updating content, but continuing to do live workshops so that you're learning in real time, so that you're speeding up the process, and so that coaching calls are not only centered around live Q&A. Another thing that we're focused on in 2024 to help to increase the amount of women who attract their partners is emotional regulation and processing, bringing more experts in, having more content in the program to help you to understand how to process and regulate your nervous system and your emotions, which tends to come up, especially when triggered during the earlier phases of the courtship process. And the last thing that we are going to be focusing on and really filtering when it comes to clients that we're working with is working with more clients who are interested in the quality of relationship that they're attracting and not simply the quantity, which is either quantifying of, I want to meet a partner in the next 30 days. And if I don't meet a partner in the next 30 days, then my life is a disaster. Like, I don't want those clients. I don't want those clients that are looking for a quick fix, that are just looking to jump into coaching and be out in 90 days. And they don't want to put in the actual effort of working on themselves, working on how they perceive themselves in regards to relationship, and actually attracting partners and navigating the courtship process so that you are building a healthy relationship long term, especially for those who are in group coaching, who have lifetime access, you know, making sure that you understand that the work doesn't stop just by you attracting a partner. You know, I had a conversation with a client recently who decided to stay in coaching and a renew coaching, and I was explaining to her that even when you're newly married, the work doesn't stop. You're still going to have questions. You're still going to have triggers. You're still going to have things that are going to come up. So it's so great to just have that access to the portal, to the community, or even to coaching calls to help you to navigate your emotions and communication, because it doesn't stop just because you attract a partner or you get the ring, or even after the wedding, you're still going to need support in this area of life. And if you choose to continue with coaching, or if you choose to stay a part of the CCC program, that's totally up to you. There should be no judgment in you providing yourself with what you need to feel supported. And it's a luxury and a privilege to be supported. So make sure that you lean into that and fully embody and love that you have the opportunity to be supported in this area of your life, because it truly is a privilege. So what are we focusing on for 2024? As I said, the first thing is our captivating weekends. In 2024, we'll be hosting 3 captivating weekend events. So this is for our CCC group coaching clients only. You have access to all 3 of the captivating weekend events during your 12-month enrollment. I'm going to be focusing more on bringing in guest speakers for the Captivating Weekend events, bringing in guest speakers and panelists, and just elevating it and making it an even more interactive virtual conference and virtual event, and also introducing new program content to the Captivating Weekends. Each one will be slightly different in what's being presented, and making sure that we're continuing to elevate the experience each and every time so that it always feels fresh, new, and exciting to the attendees. So very, very excited about that. Another focus for 2024 will be the Commitment Bridge. As I said earlier, is helping clients to slow down this part of the process and put less emphasis on time and more on relationship building, conflict resolution, and learning how to cross the bridge to commitment. I've noticed a trend for the last year and a half of longer dating and courtship periods, where before people would try to rush to a decision within, I would say, anywhere between like 2 to 4 months. So many people would try to rush to a decision then, and now I'm seeing longer extended courtship experiences, which can last anywhere from 3 to 6 months before commitment, and then or full-on commitment, and even up to a year depending on the person. So just depends on the relationship, and I want to be able to help to support you with whatever decision you make that's right for you. Yes, we have guidelines. Yes, we have tips and tools. We have a process for you to follow, but the process isn't rigid. The process was never intended to be rigid. It's intended to be a guideline. And then within that, you have to also create your own code within that. So we want to be able to help you with the knowledge, the data, the information that I have to be able to support you, to help you to understand, because sometimes the reality is if you haven't been through a real courtship process or a relationship in quite some time, or you're used to a lot of start-stop relationships, or you've been avoiding relationships, or maybe you've just never had a real relationship, you may not know what to actually expect as you are building a relationship. And then another thing is, every relationship isn't going to be a quick and easy fairy tale. Sometimes you're going to have to pull back the layers. Sometimes you and your partner may both have to do some work. Sometimes you may want to be in a relationship, but there's a lot of things that's going to come up, and you have to learn to work through those. Something that I truly, truly believe is that you cannot fully heal your patterns, and you cannot fully grow in relationship in isolation. The only way to grow through it is to go through it. You have to have a mirror. You have to have a partner. You have to have someone else for you to be able to see yourself fully when it comes to relationships, so that you can truly grow and do the work that's required. So many people want to believe that they can avoid dating. They can just go to therapy or read books, and nothing is wrong with therapy or books. Nothing is wrong with listening to podcasts. Like, I'm not telling you not to do those things. However, what you really have to focus on is actually being in relationship and learning how to be in relationship. And it's not until you attract that partner that you like and you get along with and that you feel good about and you have a connection with, that you're going to be tested the most, that those patterns and those triggers and those fears and those wounds are going to come up, and you have to know how to process them so that you can continue moving forward towards commitment and not sabotage or ruin relationships. So we're going to be putting a lot more focus on that in 2024. As I said, we're also going to be focusing more on live workshops. Every week doing live workshops in addition to the live Q&A coaching calls to help you to get more intentional about navigating the CCC content, making sure that you have any questions about the different parts of the CCC content in real time, but helping to push you and kind of like push you through essentially the CCC process and program, so that you are making sure you're not avoiding the inner work. So we're going to be doing a lot more live workshops this year in 2024 in CCC. And the last two things, one is, of course, focusing more on patterns and emotional regulation. I think I'll talk more about why in the past I didn't focus as much on the love loop patterns and relationship patterns. In the past, I'm going to be honest, I was a little nervous making that the core and the forefront of Captivating Courtship, just because, I mean, they're like my babies. They're my 8 pattern types that I learned from coaching. And I was a little selfish and a little nervous about presenting them to the world and really putting them out there. But now I am going full throttle, because I have learned for myself on a personal level that this is the work that I'm supposed to be doing. So We're going to be focusing more on the different love loop patterns and emotional regulation, along with bringing in guest experts, creating more content, and having calls specifically geared towards helping to provide you with techniques to help regulate your nervous system and emotional processing. And then last, we're going to be putting even more emphasis on helping you to elevate and create your captivating life so that you're having more fun in life and love and leveling up your captivating life and bringing in experts to also to help you take your life to the next level. So super, super excited about that so that you are having a full, well-rounded, all-around transformation in 2024. Now, last but not least, before I close out this episode, what services are we offering in Captivating Courtship in 2024? So this year is going to be a little different than how it's been in the past. So last year I did launch the community membership to give those who are looking for more of a DIY approach to your love life, a do-it-yourself approach, those who are not necessarily interested or ready for group coaching. We did open up the floor to provide you with access to community membership, which gives you access to the client portal, to the community, to the code, and to live monthly Q&A. So I soft launched that last year, or tested a few things last year, such as the relationship reset and a few other things, but I didn't quite like that program. I wasn't really feeling it. And so I realized that I wanted to just go with a simple community membership for those who want a DIY approach to learning CCC. So you'll still be able to learn the process. You'll have access to the portal, to the Facebook community, to submitting anonymous questions to the code, and to a live monthly Q&A. And we're offering that in 3-month memberships, 6-month memberships, and then the lifetime access membership. So you'll have 3 different tiers and 3 different options to become a CCC community member. Now that does not include coaching calls. It does not include captivating weekends. But if you simply want to learn the process, you want to have access to the community so you can ask for questions or engage with other women. If you want to be able to attend a monthly live stream so that you can ask questions, and you want to be able to submit questions to the code so that, like, maybe you have a relationship question and you want to be able to submit questions anonymously and have access to that on demand for either 3 months, 6 months, or of lifetime access, you can do that with the community membership. The second service, of course, is our signature CCC group coaching program, the Captivating Courtship Code group coaching program, which is our signature 12-month group coaching program, which includes weekly live calls, 3 captivating virtual weekends, and everything that's included in the CCC community membership with lifetime access. So when you become a 12-month group coaching client, you automatically get lifetime access to the CCC program. So that is the second tier, is the 12-month group coaching program. You become a group coaching client. And then the third service that we're offering in 2024, which I'm a little excited and nervous at the same time about offering as well, is private coaching. I started to open this up slightly in last year in 2023, but this year definitely putting it more out there and on the forefront, because I have been enjoying one-to-one coaching calls lately. I took a break for over 2 years, basically 2.5, almost 3 years, of not doing any private coaching at all, and solely focus on group coaching. But this year I am opening up private coaching and offering private coaching for 6 weeks, 3 months, and 6 months coaching packages, where you will get weekly private coaching and you get access to the CCC client portal only during the duration of your private coaching. So definitely looking forward to that. So we have CCC community membership, which is a DIY approach. We have CCC group coaching client, which is a done with you approach. And then we have private coaching, which is going to be going much deeper on a more intimate level for those who either want just private coaching or they just want personalized attention on a deeper level. So If you are curious or you want to learn more about how to captivate courtship in 2024, or you're curious about any of those services that I just mentioned, I am currently working on getting all of the sales pages where you can directly sign up right there on the website. We're currently in the process of getting that together. But if you are interested in learning more now and you don't want to wait, because I'm going to be honest, I don't know when everything's going to be up, but I do have a service guide for you where you can get the service guide and learn all about what we're offering in 2024. So to get the service guide, you can either send an email, you can DM on Instagram the word more, and I will send you the service guide, or you can book a consultation. You go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching, book a consultation where I'll be able to walk you through the service, help you to get a better understanding on what are your next best steps and how we can help you to captivate courtship in 2024. Just go to the link in the show notes to get the details, or to send a DM on Instagram, send an email so that you can get the service guide, which has everything in there, including the links to enroll directly in the service guide. And you can go straight there and get started captivating courtship in 2024. So thank you for listening so much to this episode to get you up to date on everything that's going on with the Captivating Courtship brand. Thank you for being a part of the Courtship Code podcast community. And I hope that you continue to listen and to share, invite other women to be a part of this community, because I really want to focus on getting super intentional about growth and this process and being able to help more women understand their patterns and growing and attracting their partners in 2024. Thank you so much for listening, and you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Talk to you soon. If you're a high-achieving woman who wants to make more connections, have better courtship experiences, and commit to the right ready man, I want to invite you to a free 60-minute consultation with me. On this call, we're going to get clear on three things: where you are in your love life, where you want to be in the next 12 months, and what exactly is holding you back. And then we'll discuss the next best steps for you to make this happen quickly. Now, at the end of this consultation, I'm going to give a special invite for you to work with me. This consultation will help you discover which program will give you the most success right now. And because I'm going to tell you what it took me 7 years to perfect, how to connect, court, and commit to the right ready man, I'm so sure that I can transform your love life that I'll offer you an unusual guarantee. You ready? Simply go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching and apply and book your call. The link is in the show notes.